Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be great. Tune into 95.7 The Game for Warriors Live, 60 minutes before tip-off every Warriors game throughout the season, as we get you ready for the action. Presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff.
UCSF Sports Medicine Center is dedicated to treating every type of athlete, from kids to adults, amateurs to elite professionals. As one of the best orthopedic programs in the nation, UCSF has programs to optimize an athlete's performance and the latest advancements to treat the most complex sports injuries. With locations throughout the Bay Area, now including Marin, Walnut Creek, and Redwood Shores, it's even easier to make an appointment today. Visit UCSFHealth.org so you can get cleared to play. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop, D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys.
You know, y'all could take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that, Jake.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with autopay. Well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence available now.
Football coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro.
Dub Nation, it's Lindy Waters. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Bonte.
Spadoni in for Bonte Hill alongside Sam Lubman, who's filling in for Joe Shasky. Here it is, The Morning Roast, though. We are live and local all day right here on 95.7 The Game, bringing you the best Warriors, Giants, and 49ers coverage in the Bay, bar none. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Comcast Biz text line. We want to hear from you, the people, today. Heading into the break, we're talking about what's the biggest problem facing the 49ers currently heading into this matchup against the Buffalo Bills. Niners 7-point dogs on the road. Is Brock Purdy going to start? Is he even going to play? We don't know. We don't know. We'll find out today, though. And when we get that info, we will relay that to all you lovely people. We should know, at least. Right, Sam? I mean, if he doesn't throw again today or barely throws, I'm pretty sure that's going to signal to everyone.
That might be the thing that kind of officially tells us what's going on there. I think he was limited in practice. I don't know if they practiced yesterday.
They did. I think that he threw one pass.
Yeah, so it's not looking good. It's going to be very cold, snow showers against a very physical Buffalo team. You don't want to risk injuring him anymore, because if you lose him for the rest of the season, you're done. Like, honestly, even if they did have Brock Purdy playing this weekend, I don't know if the Niners could keep up with this Bills team right now. So it's like, it's almost like if this is a scheduled loss, why really force Brock Purdy out there at this point?
It's interesting, right? Even if they lose this game, there is still a path for them to win the division. Now, it's going to be tough, but the fact that they still play the Rams, the fact that they still play the Cardinals helps a little bit, but they have no tiebreakers over any of these teams right now. You've already split against the Seahawks, and right now the Seahawks are 6-5 and first. It's really funny. They're first in the division, and it's going to be one of those things this year where it's either Minnesota or it's going to be Green Bay Packers, Sam Lubbin. It's going to be one of those teams with like 12, 13 wins that didn't win.
And they're going to have to go and travel and play like a 9-8 division.
A 9-8 or a 10-7.
There might be two of those. Like, you know, you could see that the Lions win that division.
NFC
the
South,
Packers,
right?
And the Packers and Vikings could win 11, 12 games each. And, you know, one of those teams have to go to Atlanta and the other one of those teams have to go to whoever, you know, comes out of the slop that is the NFC West. It's, you got to love this stuff sometimes. But you know what? This is why you got to win the division. And this is how this things shake out in the NFL sometimes. That's what it is.
It's funny how we think this, like, and I get it because there's more credibility with the teams in this division. There's more star power. There's more sex appeal when it comes to the quarterbacks. But the way we're talking about the NFC South this year, we should be talking about the NFC West as well, because it's not a great division.
But at the same time, like, the West is bad this year. The South is like,
I get
every
it. There's
year
years.
Bad.
I get there's years to it, but it is funny, like. The NFC, for as much as I thought they were on they're a lot better. They're more improved, I should say, the top teams in the conference, because what the narrative has been the last few seasons, especially, is the AFC just dominates, because you just look at all the quarterbacks in that conference, right? You look at Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, you look at Justin Herbert, you look at Patrick Mahomes, you look at all these different players, and then in the NFC, who are we looking at? We were looking at Jared Goff last year. Brock Purdy, and I get it.
The quarterback allure is not the same in the NFC.
No, it's not, but you're kind of seeing it now. Jordan Love, you're seeing it with
better.
Jalen Hurts. You're seeing it with, again, the rookie over in Washington, Jaden Daniels, who's taking a step back, but you see that come, right? You see that
Caleb Williams. Like, he'll be a dude there.
You see Caleb Williams, and I get it. Everyone wants to crush Caleb Williams because of everything that's happened this season. He was number one overall. The Bears aren't very good, but it's the Bears. And listen, I was guilty of this too. I was guilty of it. I thought the Bears could be a potential playoff team. Everyone was saying this might be the best situation a rookie quarterback has ever gone into in the NFL when it comes to Rome Odunze, when it comes to Keenan Allen, when it comes to DJ Moore and all the weapons they have on offense. Well, they have a defensive-minded head coach still. And when your defensive-minded head coach doesn't know what he's doing in the last 30 seconds of a football game when you still have one timeout, that speaks volumes to me that they have no leadership. Caleb has no leadership to lean on in that locker room, and he has to make something happen out of nothing more often than not. And I thought he showed poise. I thought he showed moxie in the second half last year. And I think the future of the NFC is going to be very bright with a lot of these young quarterbacks. But right now, I would still lean the AFC. If I had to pick a conference to bet on going forward here in the next couple seasons, I'd still lean on the AFC because of the more established quarterback play. But make no mistake about it, this conference is a lot better, and I think that's flexing its muscles on the 49ers a bit this season because they haven't been able to beat any good team. They have not beaten one team outside of the Seattle Seahawks in, what was that, week three, four? Yeah. Or no, it was week six, because the Seahawks were, 3-2 heading into the game. Mm-hmm. They had lost a couple in a row.
Went into Seattle.
And then they lost that game. And the
win over the Bucks on the road, which, I mean, the Bucks could turn around.
At the time, the Bucks didn't have a winning record.
But the Bucks could turn around and end up winning that division. Granted, they didn't have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin in that game, which is probably why the Bucks had a losing record and the Niners were able to win that game. But
5-6 right now, Tampa.
In hindsight, that's going to be the better win for the 49ers. When you look ahead, I mean, you mentioned the tiebreakers that the Niners might have. You know, there's a situation at the end, and we can get into this later in the show, Spadoni, where in the last week of the year, week 18, all these teams could be coming in basically tied in this division. And
pretty wild.
If it's a situation where everyone has equal 3-3 divisional records, everyone has equal conference records, which is very possible right now, it's going to go to strength of victory. That is the next tiebreaker after that.
SOV.
And that is one where, basically, you need the Bucks to keep winning. If you're a Niners, for the Niners fans, you want the Bucks to keep winning, and you want teams like the Chargers, who the Cardinals beat. You need the Chargers to start losing, because that's going to help out the Cardinals' strength of record. Again, we can get that later in the show. But you mentioned the NFC kind of coming up a little bit, but at the same time, like, that's also met by the Niners really crashing down this year. Like, the NFC West has been pretty bad this year. But at the same time, I would make the argument that I think the NFC West is exactly what it should be this year outside of the 49ers. Like, the 49ers are, when you look at their rosters, take away injury designations, whatever, the 49ers are far and away the best team in the NFC West, but they are just so ravaged by injuries this year that it's brought them back to the pack. And so I think that's kind of what you're seeing there this year in regards to the NFC West. But yeah, it is just an absolute poo show in this division, same as the NFC South right now. But the NFC South is just it's consistent.
888-957-9570. Good morning to all you lovely people just getting off work. If you're getting ready for work, if you're working Black Friday like we are, shout out to you guys. If you're sleeping,
shout out
in
to all the retail workers.
Shout out to all the retail. I've had to do that. It is not fun. Shout out Michael's Craft Store, where creativity happens. I used to work there at the one out in Emeryville for a hot minute.
Did that get gross on Black Friday?
Oh, people love their, you know, they love their Christmas decor this time of year, Sammy. All right, we got a lot of Thanksgiving stuff half off there, more than half off. But yeah, a lot of Black Friday deals all around. I'm more of a Cyber Monday guy myself, so we'll be perusing on Amazon, amongst other things.
What's
on
great
Monday
about Cyber Monday? You don't have to deal with people.
Exactly.
It's a great trade-off there.
It is. It's never mind. I was going to do an impression. I don't want to trigger anyone.
888-957-9570. Oh, let's trigger some people.
No, you were triggered in the chat yesterday by this individual, so I'm not going to do it, Sam
right.
Lubman.
That's the one. All
right. You mentioned Deebo Samuel last segment as your biggest, I don't want to say problem, but biggest disappointment.
Yeah.
Concern, disappointment maybe is another word, too. Mm-hmm. People are a lot disappointed in Deebo Samuel. I know I was last week when he didn't talk to the media. The guy's a captain. He had a bad performance. And it hasn't been his greatest year. Well, Mark Schlereth, former NFL champion, obviously an analyst with Fox Sports, formerly of ESPN as well. He's our 95.7 The Game NFL insider. He joined Willard and Dibbs this past week and talked about what he's seeing from Deebo Samuel this year.
He looks like he's played the majority of the season injured. Like, he just hasn't been as dynamic, as threatening. And all the stuff that they have done over the course of the years where they motion him into the backfield and they're running him 6-7 times a game out of the backfield, that he's, you know, doing the reverses and the orbit sweeps and the jets, like all that stuff. It just feels like they're not doing that stuff at the same level and the kind of the same frequency that they've always done it. And so that's always a concern for me, because he just doesn't look like the Deebo Samuel we've all been such a huge fans of.
Well, the fact of the matter is Debo's been in the league for quite some time now, and he has yet to refine route running. He's just not a good route runner. I thought that's something he would be able to improve on as time went on in the NFL, and he just hasn't been able to do it, which is pretty crazy considering the two route runners they have on their team are two of the best in the NFL. If you want to go Brandon Ayuk, and if you want to go to George Kittle, who's one of the best as a tight end to do it.
Kind of takes away that pressure of not being a great route runner. You know, we got two guys who can do it. You can look the other way on the one guy you can't.
Yeah, but that's called laziness to me, and not working on your craft, not honing in on your craft, not getting better year in and year out.
That's on Deebo.
That's why
correct,
guys
yeah.
like Devontae Adams, who's obviously not having a great year this year, but has had success in years past, and his game's not predicated on speed, athleticism, huge burst. It's that in-and-out, quick route running ability of a guy like Brandon Ayuk, who, again, is not a physical or a speed demon, if you will. We'll pick this up on the other side. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, I should say, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. More of your calls, more of your texts. Biggest problem facing the 49ers right now. And I want to hear from the people in regards to Brock Purdy right now. Are we getting close to maybe saying shutting him down for the rest of the season if he can't throw a football, or if he has pain throwing a football more than 20 yards? He's doing a little catch right now. He's doing little screen passes. I mean, I don't think it's the craziest thing, and I'll explain on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
I'm not doing anything crazy.
There are Black Friday deals, and then there are Kohl's Black Friday deals. Where else can you get 40% off Levi's, up to 50% off Sephora fragrances, and home favorites for under 10 bucks, all in the same place? And it gets better. You can score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent. Get 15% off some of your finds, and save even more with limited-time doorbusters, like 50% off toys. Select styles. Offers end November 29th. Coupons do not apply to Levi's and toys. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now it's time for the closer of the week. Presented by LiftMaster and R&S Doors. Turn your garage into the envy of the neighborhood. Visit rsdoors.com.
This week's closer comes from Jacob from San Francisco. Alejandro from R&S came out and helped me program some remotes for our garage. He was very quick to get scheduled and showed up professionally and was a pleasure to work with. Thanks a lot.
Recently, my garage door opener was not working. I was in need of a closer. I was put in touch with R&S Doors, and they hooked me up with a brand new garage door opener from LiftMaster. With LiftMaster's MyQ connectivity, my garage door opener can be controlled right from my smartphone. You'll know when a door or gate has been left open and can close it with a tap, no matter where I am. Be one of the first 10 callers and receive 20% off a LiftMaster garage door opener.
Call 1-800-FIX-A-DOOR. That's 800-FIX-A-DOOR. Or visit rsdoors.com. R&S Doors. Look for the red truck.
It's Bonte Hill. Life in hectic schedules can cause tension. Stretch Lab is here to help you recharge and unlock your body's full potential with the power of stretching. Whether you're an active golfer or runner or spend too much time at a desk, getting stretched by their highly trained practitioners will help improve flexibility and reduce pain and tension. You'll leave standing taller and feeling your best. Go to stretchlab.com/Bay Area for 50% off your first intro stretch and mobility assessment. That's stretchlab.com/Bay Area.
Catch Warriors Future Focus, presented by Peralta Community College District, the morning after every game on the Morning Roast, and hear about the future of the Dubs. Apply now to Berkeley City College, College of Alameda, Laney College, and Merritt College at peralta.edu. Join PCCD and love your future.
All right, folks, this is it. The weekend many of you have been waiting for. Black Friday. The lowest prices of the year on the top-rated brands of TV. Samsung, LG, and Sony, with deals up to $1,000 off. No need to buy a poorly rated unknown brand with prices like this. So what could be even better? How about Video Only's Better Than Black Friday deals? That's right, Better Than Black Friday. Before you buy, check out Video Only, or you'll be sorry.
Have you ever had an unwelcome pest in your home? Not fun. ATCO Pest Control has been proud to provide professional pest control in the San Francisco Bay Area for over 35 years, offering guaranteed protection against the pests they treat. ATCO uses natural methods and effective solutions to give you peace of mind and keep your family out of harm's way. Quality pest control doesn't have to empty your savings. Don't wait. For all your pest control needs, go to atcopestcontrol.com today.
Lovebirds, you're in for a treat. With your holiday proposal just around the corner, Shane Company is here to help you create your dream engagement ring. This is your moment. Let's make it magical. Through four generations as a family business, we've helped tons of couples find a beautiful engagement ring for a price that works with their budget. We've always sourced diamonds directly, cut out the middleman, and passed the savings on to you. At Shane Company, we have the widest selection of ring settings and center stones, in stock and ready to compare side by side. It's so easy. Choose a look that brings your vision to life. From classic styles to modern designs, we have them all. Then pick out a natural or lab-grown diamond, a sapphire in your favorite color, or a vibrant gemstone like ruby or amethyst. With our everyday competitive prices and free lifetime warranty, your forever after is safe with us. Visit shaneco.com and come see us in store. We've got your dream ring and fine jewelry gifts for everyone on your list. Shane Company, your friend and jeweler.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Oh, really? That's great.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
I can't have any more? Why not?
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Target Black Friday deals are here. And with up to 50% off gifts, you can make so many wishes come true. There's up to 50% off tech, video games, toys, and board games for gifts filled with wonder. Plus, up to 50% off small appliances, floor care, holiday trees, and so much more. You'll even save on all the essentials to get your house ready for the magic of the season. And there's free shipping when you spend $35. Save more on gifts with Black Friday deals. Happier holidays from Target. Restrictions apply.
This is Moses Moody, and you're listening to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's call a spade, right? The best team in football against the worst team in football. Let's change the narrative, right? Let's go out there and make it a dog fight. Let's make it ugly. Let's make it scrappy. It's Black Friday. Let's create a little chaos. You know, let's get back to, you know, greater football and have some fun. It's a first down. You let it loose.
Head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, Antonio Pierce, there saying, hey, call a spade, it's the best team today. The Kansas City Chiefs, record-wise, they are. And two-time defending champions taking on the Las Vegas Raiders in Kansas City. Black Friday football at 12 o'clock, and we'll be locked and loaded on that. But we'll get into Sam Lubman's thoughts on here because it's Spadoni and Lubman filling in for Bonte and Chasky here on the Morning Roast. Very interesting to just call out your team. And I get it. He wasn't actually saying that. He's like, this is what the media is saying. This is just, hey, this is what the narrative is going to be.
But at the same time,
the best versus the worst. Yeah. But at the same time, you called your team the worst team in the NFL. So, I mean, it's a tough look, but he's not wrong. He's not wrong. I mean, it's them and the Giants or the Jaguars. Like, those are the top three right now. It's the Jags, it's the Giants, it's the Raiders, whatever.
The battle
you
for
want to
number
put
one.
Them. Yeah. The battle for Shedeur Sanders. Really, it's between the Giants and the Raiders because Jaguars just paid Trevor Lawrence a boatload of money. So, there you go.
Yeah, that's...
You like the honesty there, Sammy?
That's some brutal honesty there from AP and a guy who's just... I mean, that whole coaching experience with him in the Raiders, it's just been such a... It gets me Art Shell vibes from what, that year.
I'm not mad at that. When is the last time an interim head coach like has worked when you're putting him on full-time?
Well, I'm sure they're out there. I can't think of it.
No, I'm sure there are, but I would like to hear
maybe the text line can help us out with that one.
Like Ty Lue, the year where they fired David Blatt and they brought him in.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. I mean, if you go any sport, yeah.
26.
I mean,
Dabo
Sweeney was an interim coach at Clemson.
There's one.
Before he got the full-time gig there. In the NFL, though, nothing's really coming to mind in terms of interim coaches who actually succeeded with the coaching
now,
label.
Dan Campbell was an interim back in Miami days,
yep.
And then he got the head coaching job with the Detroit Lions. A little different.
I don't think that's the exact same
thing.
Yeah,
it's not, but I'm saying, but it can work being an interim and then going elsewhere.
Oh, absolutely, but with
being
that
in the
team,
same
though?
Spot. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I look at what the Raiders had a couple years ago, and we'll get back to the 49ers, we'll go back to the NFL, but the Chiefs and Raiders do play today at 12 o'clock, and people will be watching. They'll be curious because the Raiders did beat the Chiefs last year on
Christmas Day. The saddest
Taylor Swift
day
was there.
The saddest day of Taylor Swift's life.
And it was one of the best days of my life. but, you know, I was listening to that, and I was, you know, just curious about the mentals of a San Francisco 49ers fan or, you know, fans out there right now where you're like, things are bad, but it could be worse. But it feels like it's the worst possible scenario for the 49ers right now. But they're 5-6, Sam. Everyone's saying this is like the worst season ever. Fire everyone. Fire this, that. Listen, fire Eberflus
Absolutely, yeah.
That is what you can do.
That is what a coach that needs to be fired looks like, not Kyle Shanahan.
Eberflus, Doug Peterson, two coaches have already been fired in New York and in New Orleans. You're going to fire Antonio Pierce, Mark Davis. You know you are.
Yeah, I think he's looking more and more like a one-and-done.
It's the battle for Shedeur Sanders. Between them and the Giants.
Do you think Deion's a package deal with that one?
No, I think Deion's staying. They just got a huge recruit, like quarterback recruit, five-star or whatever.
Juju Smith or something.
Juju Lewis or something, right?
Yeah, Juju Lewis.
That's what it was.
As we were dunking on, like literally as we were in the process of dunking on Colorado.
I mean, this is Big 12 football. It is what it is.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we could get 11 guys here at the station win that conference.
I just think there needs to be a little bit perspective this season with the San Francisco 49ers. The fan base sounds spoiled. They sound arrogant. They sound... like, you know what? Veruca Salt, a la Willy Wonka. I want it now. Well, you
don't
got close
how.
A couple times, and you fell short. But you know what? Being runner-up in the NFL is still a damn good accomplishment. And I get it. This is 49ers football. We stand for championships. We haven't won anything in 30 years. Mm. So miss me with that. All right? You haven't been a championship franchise in over 30 years. You're more like the Dallas Cowboys than you want to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Cam brought that up this morning. He's like, you know what? Maybe the Cowboys and Niners are the two sides of the same coin. Right?
They kind of are. Maybe the Cowboys just have more fanfare with their
failures. And they've just been more one and done. They haven't gotten to the Super Bowl, but they've gotten to the playoffs. They haven't gotten to a conference championship multiple times like the 49ers, but they also haven't won a Super Bowl. The Niners haven't won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So really, they're kind of in the same boat when it's all said and
done.
No,
they haven't been winning. There's a level of arrogance, though, with the Cowboys that brings more attention to them that I just don't think you see with the 49ers. That's the only difference. No, they're absolutely in the same boat, though, at the end of the day, in terms of just storied franchises, five championships that just think they're higher than they actually are right now in the overall NFL pecking order. There are two teams the NFL definitely wants to see back on top because they know how good that is for the league. But, you know, Spadoni, we're talking about, you know, the issues with the Niners this year and, you know, the concerns and stuff like that. And I feel like there's a problem that I feel like just no one really wants to plant their flag in. And I'm gonna plant my flag in this problem right now. And that problem is the injuries. Like, the injuries have completely just sapped everything out of this season for the 49ers to a degree that, honestly, if the record was any better, it would be more than a miracle. Like, you can only sustain so many injuries before you're just kind of cooked. And I feel like in this modern age of sports fandom, no one wants to just blame the injuries. They always want to say, well, it's this guy's not performing, or it's, you know, this guy's not doing that, or our favorite, it's Shanahan. You know, no one wants to use injuries as an excuse, but like, come on, if there was ever a year where you could just say we got screwed by the injury bug, like, this is it for the 49ers. It's so bad that your linebacker is out there on an ankle made of, you know, pieces of bone fragments trying to gut it out because he knows the situation is so dire. Like, your entire starting defensive line is basically on, you know, the injured list or whatever right now. It's basically sidelined, aside from Leonard Floyd. You're missing your best offensive player, one of your best offensive players in Brandon Ayuk. You got the hobbled Christian McCaffrey. You got the hobbled Trent Williams. Like, at some point, you're just too hurt. You're too injured to be a competent football team. And I don't think that's anybody's fault. It's just... sometimes this is just how, like, dems the brakes.
888-957-9570. Are injuries an excuse? Is that a legitimate excuse for you as why the 49ers are struggling this year? You can look at a lot of teams right now dealing with injuries, but it does feel like, I mean, we have our red and gold rose-colored glasses on, if you will. You know, it does feel like the Niners, more so than any other team this season at least, have been hit more by the injury bug than anyone else. Elijah Mitchell, IR before the season.
Yeah, I didn't even mention
Brandon Ayuk. IR, John Feliciano, IR, Drake Jackson, out for the year, Javon Hargrave, IR, Tatum Bethune, Curtis Robinson, IR, Ambry Thomas, IR, Renardo Green, questionable, Talanoa Hufanga, IR, Daryl Luter Jr., IR, Mitch Wishnowsky, the freaking punter, IR. Oh, and by the way, your kicker also got hurt at some point this year. Nick Bosa, we'll see. He might have to have surgery in the offseason. He might not be playing. There's a lot right now. Your stud future Hall of Fame linebacker hobbling on one leg, as you mentioned. Trent Williams, is he going to play? Dominic Pooney, all of a sudden your rookie, your stud rookie right guard, he's dealing with a shoulder injury. Aaron Banks is questionable. Like, it's just, oh, and by the way, I'd say best for last, Brock Purdy, your quarterback, he might be playing with one arm. Oh, stop me if you've heard that before. The guy that had off-season elbow surgery last year, now his shoulder's hurting in the same arm. That's
exactly
a recipe for,
like,
disaster.
Again, if any other team in the league had that, like, you were saying names for so long there, Spadone. You were reading, literally, it felt like you were reading the injury report. Yeah, it felt like you were just reading the Niners roster right there.
I didn't even mention Dre Greenlaw, my bad. Greenlaw, his practice window's open now, so I didn't want to mention because he's practicing again, but he's not going to play this week.
The fact that you could have an Achilles tear in February and then you're back on the field possibly in December.
Maybe he saw Mr. Miyagi, dude. He got
that. That is insane. Like, I want to know what secret juice, you know, he probably went to Germany with CMC to get that
plasma.
Yeah, to get the special plasma sauce shot
treatment?
Up into his heel there. Yeah, on the court like he's Kobe or LeBron. But we love to say how great the Kansas City Chiefs were. If the Kansas City Chiefs had this injury list here that you just kind of read off for the Niners, are they going to be 11-1 or whatever the hell their record is right now? Probably not. Like, you could only, like, the Buffalo Bills, if the Buffalo Bills had a one-arm quarterback and they were missing their top receiver and they had five of their best defensive players out, like, you think the Buffalo Bills are the dominant team that we're about to see them be on Sunday night? No, like, you could only take so much punishment as an NFL team before the reality just sets in. This isn't about whether the Niners are good or bad. This is not about whether Kyle Shanahan's lost his touch. This is simply about the fact that injuries have so blown this season up for the 49ers that what else can you really do other than just try to make lemonade with the crappy, rotten lemons that you have left over?
When life gives you lemons, you make beef stew. That's Andy Milonakis for you right there. Burns in Fremont wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Burnsy, what's going on, buddy? You're on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Lubman.
What's up, fellas? Two of the hardest working men in the Bay Area, right on.
Use that term loosely, but thank you.
Yeah, you know, I was hitting the radios, thought I might hit some Tate Fox stuff, but I got some live guys here, man. I'm loving it. Just dropped off the daughter at work, so I'm up early. I really want to check in with you guys. How was your guys' Thanksgiving, man? Did you guys, do the turkey, ham, the whole nine yards? Because I woke up with a pretty good stomachache, and that means I did well last night on that Thanksgiving dinner.
Burns, it was really hard for me to get up with the big food baby that I had. Like, it was, no, your boy was loading up last night. No ham, though. I am very anti-ham at Thanksgiving. I understand that might be controversial.
I think I heard you're anti-ham, but this is the mm-hmm. thing. If you have, let's say, 10-plus guests, you're going to have to break out the ham. I don't think many people make double turkey. If you have a lot of guests, you're going to have to go with a different protein. That's my thing. The ham is definitely one of the better ones. I always wake up this morning and I talk to my buddies, when we come back, and they're always like, oh, man, I drank so much. I feel like crap. It's not me, man. I have a overeating hangover. I come up, oh, my God, I'm feeling good, and it's just, I totally, totally ate that turkey up last night.
Love
totally,
to hear
man.
That.
It was.
You got to crush
Burns,
it.
How you feeling about these Niners injuries, though? So your stomach is injured right now, but the 49ers are dealing with a lot more than a tummy ache.
When you listed them, it did sound like a laundry list of injuries. But, man, this time of year, I'm almost sure you could go to any NFL team and start listing those injuries. Look at the Cowboys. They lost Dak and stuff. But, they've definitely been racked on the injuries. Unfortunately, I kind of bought into the Steve Young analyst of the Niners and the window closing. I kind of looked into that, and then you start looking at the schedule at the beginning of the season. My God, that was murderer's row. And I kind of knew at the beginning of the season that, with the holdouts and everything, that this might be a tougher one to tame. If McCaffrey comes back, anyway, maybe a little earlier, and he, you know, looked a little better. Right now, he just does not look the same at all. To be honest with you, I thought Brock Purdy's looked pretty well throughout the year. I mean, he looks like he's actually up to speed, and the rest of the team isn't, if that makes sense. But, you know, they got a lot of decisions. I argue with a lot of my buddies about whether you pay Brock or not. I think you pay him. You know, you look around the league, and I was listening the other day to you guys, too, about how other teams might not be interested in a quarterback, but I still think they're, you know, like the Saints would be interested. I think the Jets, I think Brock Purdy on the Jets would be money. I think they are a quarterback away with that defense.
I think they're going to blow it up, Burnsy, to be honest with you. I think they're going to blow it up. Yeah.
I think they have no choice.
Hey, Burnsy, hey, we appreciate it, man. Yeah, I hope you have a great Black Friday. Everybody. Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you. That's Burnsy out in Fremont. Dropping off his daughter. Tuning in, see? He's like, I thought we were going to get Fox Sports today. He's like, nah, you're live and local.
That is why we are live and local,
right, right
6
there.
To 6 today.
Burnsy, baby.
Time for the legal.
Oh, it is time for the legal. And you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. And Sam Lubman, as you know, this segment is sponsored by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. Not 1, not 2, but 3 generations.
3 whole generations, a lot.
When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. And as you know, the guests today are you, the callers. It's Burnsy. We're going to go out to Steve in the city. And that's all on the River Islands guest line. Isn't time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop. So from Burns in Fremont to Steve in the city, what's going on, Steve? You're on the Morning Earth with Spadoni and Lubman. Stevie?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. Is there another Steve in the city?
There's got to be at least one other. What's going on, Steve?
Am I on?
You are on.
Oh, hey. My name is D, not Steve.
D.
Oh, D. Ah, yeah.
What's up? What do you got, brother?
It's all good, Cam, if I had a nickel.
Thank you, yes, thank you. Well, what I think is we need to get our teams, like, basically I think we need to work them all out. Even though they are in pain or hurt or anything, they're going to be part of the, you know, like practices. So, you know what I mean? Like,
wait, you want the injured players to practice is what you're saying? You want the people that are hurt right now to practice?
We got to be as a team, one team, a team.
You don't think they're a team right now? Why? Because they're not, because guys with shredded knees can't practice?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they got to be there, same pitchers. They can sit there, they can mingle, whatever.
Oh, I think they are. I think they are, Steve.
As a team, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody is there. Like, that's my point of view. Like, if you want to do, like, it's no separation, no defense, no offense, no special team. They're all in one team. And we practice as one team. Everybody separate. You feel me? Like, that's my goal.
Dean, do you think this team is not together right now? Is that what you're trying to insinuate? You don't think they're one unit?
I don't feel the heart at all. Okay. I don't even feel the heart. Nobody I can say that has the passion for it.
Wow.
So that's what we need to figure it out. Who got the heart?
Wow, I like the call. Hey, that's Dean in the city right there, 888-957-95. You don't see the heart. You don't see the heart with this team right now. Wow, that's pretty powerful.
I mean, I don't know if there's any questioning about the heart there. I mean, that's too deep inside the locker room that I'm not in, so I'm not really going to speak to that. 510 on the Comcast business text line. They're saying, you know, every team deals with injuries, and yes, I do get that. Every team deals with injuries. The point that I want to make, though, is just that the level of injury the Niners are dealing with this year is ridiculous. Like, I think it was Burns, he said, you look at any other team right now, they got injuries too. You know, I was looking at them, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, their injury list, I mean, they lost Rashee Rice. That's probably the biggest player they've lost all year.
Marquise Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood Brown, too. But
so they're two top receivers.
But, I mean, the Niners look right now like...
But what did they do?
The Niners,
they went and got DeAndre Hopkins.
But, I mean, also on the defensive side, which is really where the Chiefs have kind of been getting it done this year, that's kind of how, like, that's been their strength this year is their defense, because Patrick Mahomes has statistically looked not like the Patrick Mahomes that we're used to, probably because he doesn't really need to. But the Chiefs' defense is pretty healthy, whereas the Niners' defense, I mean, you got, you know, basically five, your five best players on defense are either injured or hobbled right now. Like, that's going to show up eventually on the field. It's going to show up in the box score. You can only deal with so many injuries before it's just you can't do anything about it. The Lions, they're heading in that direction right now. Like, the Lions, they got also an injury report that's just as long as the 49ers right now. The only thing is with the Lions is they still have all of their big offensive pieces, and their defensive depth has not taken that hit enough yet. But the Lions down the stretch here will be interesting to see how they hold up, because they're also pretty battered. But, you know, the Packers, they're relatively healthy right now, you know, compared to the Niners. So, yeah, I just saying, like, if there's every year that Niner fans want to use the injury excuse, like, you know what, I'm going to give you permission. You know, use the injury excuse this year. Fall back on that this year. I feel like this is one of the only years that you could probably do that, you know, considering how bad things are right now. And there's a very good chance that things could get worse. You mentioned, you know, Fred Warner and his fractured ankle. He's not on the injury report right now, but I was listening to Steiny and Guru the other day. Guru brought up a very good question. Why now? Why are we now just finding out that Fred Warner has this ankle injury? And I wonder if, like, we'll see what happens this weekend. Could they be potentially setting him up to be shut down for the season if he's not able to
go? I do think we knew about the injury because he was listed on the report, I want to say a few times, but just, you know what it says. It says ankle. So it's like he's not going to disclose what kind of injury it is, but this is the first time.
Yeah, he maybe stepped on it wrong.
Exactly, or a sprain or something like that. But this is a full-on fractured ankle that he revealed to the media this past week, which, again, just adds fuel to the fire of this season not going right for the 49ers in a season that really just felt lost before it even started. Let's be honest. After the Super Bowl loss, I know fans wanted to talk themselves into this year being a good year still because, oh, Brock Purdy, look what he did in his first full season as a starter in the NFL. Wow, coming off elbow. He was an MVP candidate. And fast forward 9 months later, and we're almost in December, and the optimism with this team going forward, Sam Lubman, is non-existent from the fan base. I don't know how you can be optimistic going forward, knowing you're going to have to pay the quarterback, knowing you have some hard decisions to make with guys like Deebo Samuel, George Kittle getting older, players getting older on this team. Nick Bosa, we'll see with him. You have him locked up, so you do have some pieces. Fred Warner, we'll see with his ankle as it goes forward. You paid D'Amador Lenore. Is Charvarius Ward going to stay? I don't know. When you pay a guy like Lenore,
I feel like Ward's on his way out.
He's probably on his way out. So you got to hit in the draft. And they did hit in the draft this past year with a few players. Ricky Pearsall, though, your first-round pick? I don't know. I'm a little concerned by him. Is Greg Cosell, our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, concerned with Ricky Pearsall's lack of production, though?
You know, I don't think so. Again, I think it comes down to the fact that this offense at its core is really more scheme than built on individual players. So when it's working effectively, you know, I think, you know, it depends on the week, but guys get the ball. I mean, it's like when he scored the touchdown a few weeks ago on that 46-yarder, you know, that play wasn't called to say, let's get the ball to Ricky Pearsall. That's the way the defense played out on that particular play, and the ball went to him. I think that's the nature of this offense. It's not built around one guy, and certainly the last couple of weeks, the pass game has not looked like the 49er pass game. There were a few moments in this game where Allen kind of got into a little bit of a rhythm, but they were few and far between. You'd hope that this week, you know, if he plays again and takes all the first team reps, that he can get into a little more of a rhythm. But the run game has to, you know, it's so critical. It's not a matter of running for 200 yards, but it needs to be a sustaining element, because you can't get caught in too many long yardage situations with Allen. You just can't. He's, you know, he hasn't played a lot of football.
And that's Greg Cosell, our 95.7 The Game NFL insider this past week, as he joins Willard and Dibbs every single Wednesday, much like Brian Baldinger, another one of our NFL insiders. Two of the best, if not the best, at breaking down film when it comes to the NFL. We have them with us every single week. We're pretty lucky. We're also pretty lucky that we get to watch a guy named Macklin Celebrini down in San Jose tearing it up. You know what that means? It's 60 seconds to Celebrini, baby.
Let's get it going.
It's time for 60 Seconds of Celebrini.
Celebrini exchanges. Shoot, star!
Where we recap all the great things Sharks phenom Macklin Celebrini did last night.
Wouldn't you know it, the number one overall draft pick, Macklin Celebrini.
Your 60 Seconds of Celebrini starts now.
Yeah, Macklin did get one score. This was the other night on Wednesday night when the Sharks took on the Senators. Unfortunately, they fell 4-3 to the Sens, but the Sharks were trailing 3-1 entering the final period. And you know how these Sharks operate. It is never over. And Macklin Celebrini found a spot in front of the net and got this rebound score.
Here's Wallman. Omar kicks it out. Rebound! They score! It's Celebrini! And it's 3-2!
Brandy Hahn on the call there. The Sharks again. They love with those late-game comebacks, and they were able to tie it up a few minutes later when Will Smith pinged it off the post and into the net.
Get jiggy with it.
Fabian Zetterlund. Smith in! He hit the crossbar! No, it's in! Will Smith ties the game!
Sharks did a great job keeping the Sens from, like, actually getting shots off on goal. They had Senators had 10 shots on goal in those first two periods. Unfortunately, the 11th shot, their final shot on the night from Adam Gaudette, found the back of the net. Shark, you know, put the Sens up 4-3. Sharks tried the last 2 minutes to equal it up with the they emptied their own net, but not able to do it. Sharks fall to 7-13-5 on the season, but they are 7-6-3 since that 0-7-2 start to the season. So they're looking really good right now. They play the Kraken today at 12:30 down at the Tank. That is your 60-plus seconds of Celebrini.
And that is Sam Lubman. I'm Joe Spadoni filling in for Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky. On the other side, we'll talk more Niners, talk Brock Purdy, talk expectations for this team. Have your expectations for this season shifted at all? Is this season already a lost cause? Did they have their best chance at winning a Super Bowl last year? There's so many things wrong with the 49ers right now, but I got to tell you, they're still only a game out of first place.
Also, I'm kind of curious, Spadoni. Has this year soured Niner fans on the future? Not just this year, but this beyond this year.
And that's coming up next, brought to you by Safeway.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.